It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The debt crisis in Europe has introduced a new acronym, PIGS. That stands for Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, the countries considered to have Europe's biggest debt problems.
Of those, Ireland has worked the hardest to get spending under control. It's passed a series of tough budget cuts meant to keep the financial markets happy. But the cuts have caused a lot of pain in Ireland. And they've complicated efforts to get the country's once booming economy back on track. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It's Saturday afternoon, and Gabriel McQuillan is watching Irish football on TV in his living room. McQuillan is a huge sports fan. Until recently, he helped coach a team in his home village, 70 miles north of Dublin. But to save gas and tolls, he stopped making the trip. He's also had to cancel his cell phone contract. McQuillan and his wife are teachers, and they've seen their wages cut 20%.
Yeah, people are angry with the fact that our wages are getting cut. You're only human. Anybody's going to be angry at that. But people are very angry that there doesn't seem to be any justice coming down the lane for those that caused it.
It's a view that's widely held in Ireland. Until not long ago, Ireland was enjoying growth of historic proportions, fed by an influx of foreign money and a property boom that made Florida's look tame. Then came the 2008 credit crisis. Philip Lane is an economist at Trinity College.
And then very quickly, within a few months, essentially, we developed a really big fiscal problem. Our banks were close to collapse, and we were in a very acute crisis. And because we were in a crisis that got very deep very quickly, we felt we had to respond quickly.
With the property boom over, tax revenues plummeted. The deficit soared, partly because of a government decision to prop up failing banks. And investors began to flee, which meant the Irish government had to pay much higher interest rates. To appease the markets, Ireland took some of the same steps that Greece has promised to take, sharply cutting wages and benefits and raising taxes. Irish Times columnist Fintan O'Toole.
So in most of the European countries, the reaction was, okay, we're in a deep crisis, but governments can inject money into the economy to try to cushion the effects. In Ireland, you ended up with governments doing what they're not supposed to do, which is cutting expenditure, cutting wages, taking money out of the economy right as a crisis is unfolding.
The cuts have fueled a kind of populist rage at the government and the banks. Jack O'Connor heads Ireland's biggest trade union association. He says Ireland already has an unemployment rate approaching 14%, and the austerity program has made a bad situation worse.
It's closing down the domestic economy. It doesn't justify imposing the entire burden on working people and on people who depend on public services.
The cuts did succeed in bringing down interest rates, and Ireland hasn't experienced the ratings downgrades of Spain, Portugal, and Greece. But David McWilliams, a popular writer and economist, believes Ireland's position is a lot more tenuous than it seems. He says, for such a small country, Ireland has a huge debt load.
We're in a much worse position than Greece, but we speak English. We have Google, Microsoft, Intel, and Facebook's headquarters here, and we spin a better yarn. But we're in actually exactly the same position, if not worse than Greece.
And he says the steps taken so far won't be enough to pay off that debt anytime soon. Then, too, a lot will depend on what happens in the rest of Europe. The nervousness over Greece and Portugal has engulfed the markets in the past few weeks, raising questions about the health of all kinds of countries, including Ireland. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.